What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Coaches to the Moon. Today, we're talking about the law of attraction, manifestation, and attracting your dream life. Stuff you may have heard about from movies or books like Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, or maybe you've dug a little bit further in and you're familiar with Bob Proctor, who is one of the founding fathers of personal development and brought the law of attraction to the masses. Today, we're interviewing Susanna Mihailovic from Your Two Minds, an incredible coach and a friend of mine who not only has her own incredibly successful coaching business, but also when Bob Proctor was alive, she was one of his top 1% consultants worldwide, working one-on-one with the man on a daily basis. And that is absolutely huge for those of you who don't really know who that is. So this is a lady who has been at the forefront of the law of attraction world, the coaching world, for years. And not only is she here to show us how she manifested that position to her own life, but how you can do this yourself. And if you're a little bit like me, if you're a little bit skeptical or cynical when it comes to personal development, she's going to break down the science and the numbers as to why and how this works as well. So this is a truly valuable, truly inspirational episode, and one that's reminding me of what I need to put more focus into in my own life. So here she is, everyone, Susanna Mihailovic on Coaches to the Moon. Really hope you enjoy it.
This is Coaches to the Moon, the only podcast you need to skyrocket your coaching business and create true impact on the world. Here's your host, Alex Morris.
Welcome back to the Coaches to the Moon podcast, ladies and gentlemen. First one in a couple of weeks. We've had a bit of tech issues, but we're back, thank goodness, because today we've got a very, very special guest indeed. Susanna Mihailovic, all the way from Melbourne, is one of my very good friends, and she works with us here at To The Moon Digital. She is one of our most exciting guests to date because we all know, at least a lot of us know, the big name of Bob Proctor, one of the world's most foremost experts in personal development, a man who basically started and revolutionized the industry. Susanna, alongside being her own incredible entity and coach, is also one of Bob's top 1% consultants in the world, a very good friend of him before he passed. And we're going to learn today about Bob and his life, Susanna and her life, and how she's managed to create success in this industry we call coaching. So Susanna Mihailovic, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to be here. And thank you to the Moon for all the work that you do.
Oh, well, we do our best. So before we jump into anything else, you've got a very, very exciting event coming up in probably 2 weeks after this podcast airs. Can you please tell us everything we need to know about this event, what you're teaching, who you're going to be teaching it with, and how we can get ourselves along there, because it's very exciting stuff.
Absolutely. And it's actually next week, would you believe it? Time flies so quickly. So we've got 7 days, 25th of October at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I will be running a live workshop with my dear, dear friend. His name is Brian Proctor, and he is the son, the eldest son of legendary Bob Proctor. So we will be sharing the secrets that Bob has passed down onto us around success. So secrets directly from father to son and mentor to mentee.
Incredible. That's really, really great sort of behind the scenes insights into a man who we've usually only really seen on video, in books, and in audio forms, the way I love to consume Bob's content. Now, I you must get this a lot, being connected to a gentleman like that, that people just want to talk about Bob and everything it was like working with him. But you are here, and you are Susanna, and we love to talk about you as well. So obviously you had a life and a career before you got involved with the Proctor Gallagher Institute. And I know that you haven't always been on the same path, which is the same with a lot of people in the coaching space. How did you find yourself in the, well, in the business you're in now? What were you doing before this? And then what was the transitionary period from you saying, you know what I want to do? I want to coach, and this is the way I'm going to do it.
Absolutely. So, Alex, I knew as a child what I wanted to do. I knew that I was one of those children. My earliest memory was of being one of those children that was attracted to so many people. You know, babies would be attracted to me. 80-year-olds would be attracted to me. I had this natural way of connecting to people and understanding what their blocks are. And because of my own childhood trauma, as we were a migrant family, combined with my vision that and passion of people and helping people, I decided to study psychology and then counselling at university. I never practiced as a counsellor, even though I had postgraduate studies, because as soon as I finished my postgraduate degree, I went into management. I landed an executive officer role for an organisation that worked with refugees from former Yugoslavia, particularly Serbian refugees. So I always knew what I wanted to do and what my purpose was and what my calling was. And I thought that would come through a job. But, you know, shortly after being in the management space, I realized that it wasn't quite it. And I was always passionate about self-help. I read every book that I could possibly get. And yes, that helped my career a lot. But I still was not doing my purpose. I wasn't fulfilling that inner thing inside me that I knew was mine and that big vision that I had. And I was earning a great income, like high middle six figures, but it still was with a great organization. The last one that I worked with was all of the organization I worked with were fantastic, but it just wasn't it. And it was probably during the secret days. I had heard of Bob Proctor, it was probably during when I watched The Secret that he really stood out, and I just became obsessed with his material. And what I was doing, without understanding what I was doing until I started my own business, I was actually planting the seeds. So what I was doing, because I did my best at work, but it wasn't my it, I really wanted to step out and work with Bob Proctor. I wanted to share the stage with him. I felt deep in my heart that I would be friends with him. And this was 10 years before I ever met him. So I'd be driving to work and I'd be in my own business as I was driving to work in my imagination, listening to Bob, and I was on stage with him and he was friends with me. And I felt that deep down. So when I walked into the office at work, I was the consultant. I wasn't the senior manager. I was the person that they had called in, working with Bob, knowing, you know, some of my other mentors, but it was predominantly Bob, predominantly by anything, not even knowing that you can work with him. And then 2016, like I had this dream for so long, but I hadn't stepped out because I was afraid. All I knew was paycheck to paycheck. So going to a job, getting a good paycheck and relying on someone else. And I had two mortgages. I had a lot of debt. I had close to $500,000 of debt, good debt. I didn't have any bad debt, but it was still debt. So that was holding me back. So that's the reason why I did not leave work. I was so afraid. That was one of the reasons. And then I was afraid of what my CEO would say, what my parents would say, even though I was in my 30s and 40s at that time when I was contemplating this, what society would say if I left a really good job and with a $500,000 mortgage and go off on my own. But it got to the point where it just became unbearable inside me. So I decided that I would just quit. And long story short, 31st of January 2017 was my last day of full-time employment. And I thought, right, I'm going to go out and do what I do best, and that is coach people, help people connect to their soul, help people break through. And I'm going to do it on my own, and I'm going to do it in my own way. And it was shortly after that that I found out that you can work with Bob. Had no job, no money, $500,000 in debt. I didn't want to go on the dole. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It just didn't feel like the right energy for me at the time. And the reason I say that is this is someone that's always had a job paycheck. So you can imagine the fear of not having a cent come in, and you've got this huge mortgage and you have to work it out on your own. So I invested even more money at a time where I didn't have any job. And it didn't happen overnight for me. That first year was incredibly difficult because I had to overcome the paradigms of job mentality. You know, so you go to work, you do a great job, you're working for the agency, and then you get a paycheck every second week. So I had to, that was a really big thing for me to overcome. Selling was a really big thing for me to overcome. So, yeah. And long story short, I wasn't one of the top consultants, but Bob noticed something in me, and I was one of the very few and very lucky ones that worked directly with Bob. There was a period of about 6 months where every single day I received an email from him. So we got to know each other really well. He saw my gift in helping people, so he decided to help me break through, and he did.
And you did. That's incredible. So I love that. So you went from just watching The Secret one day, the Rhonda Byrne film, and then moving towards basically you secreted your way into working with Bob. That's amazing.
Basically, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. It's a the law of attraction thing is something that I've jumped in and out of it for the last sort of 10 years, I suppose, mostly going towards it when I wasn't in places I wanted to be. And I've always been quite lucky with, I'm healthy, and I've been with my wife now for 12 years, goodness me, 12 years or so. And so those two sides have always been fine. Finances was always the side, because I was always trying to start businesses like you. So I completely understand what it's like going from having a relatively, stable job. I was in hospitality, managing restaurants, to having no income at all. Yeah, so I've been there. And that's where I would dump you into that, law of attraction thing.
Yes.
And I definitely saw things happen, but I definitely know that those periods I was also taking a lot of action as well. And so I'm curious, just for a very, very top level question, very broad one. When you look at things like The Secret, when you look at things like Law of Attraction, the teachings of Bob Proctor, where do you believe most people go wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. You see, The Secret is fantastic. I've watched it and rewatched it and rewatched it, and I recommend it to anyone. But The Secret does not give you the whole picture in terms of the law of attraction. And there are so many law of attraction and manifestation coaches out there that I'm not sure if they understand it completely themselves, because the message that they give to people is you think about something and you'll attract it. And yes, absolutely, your power of will and your power of thought and your power of imagination is your superpower. Imagination and intuition are your two superpowers. However, there's a few steps in there. And I think there are a number of reasons why people are able to manifest the green lights and the parking spots, but are not able to manifest their dream home. So for me, the way that I teach people about the law of attraction is, and my coaching, which was the missing link in psychology and counseling, and it used to get me frustrated. Everything starts with the truth of who you are. I think the more you understand yourself and the power, who you truly are and the power that is within you, and you work from that space, the more the law of attraction will work for you. Also, if your subconscious is coming from a place of lack, okay, so your subconscious is your emotional mind. What is your emotional mind? It is a vibration, okay? So the law of attraction is a secondary law. The law of vibration is the primary law. Okay, so let's have a look at those two things. So the truth of who you are, who are you? So you are this beautiful man that I see, you know, on the screen, incredibly intelligent, you know, great to talk to, an amazing businessman. But the big but is what science shows us about Alex, about every other human being out there, is that is only 0.00001% of who you are. 99% of you, 99.999% of you, is actually energy. And that energy is the same energy that has created the moon, the solar system, the Milky Way. It's the exact same energy. Think about that. So you have the power inside you that has created the whole solar system, the whole universe. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, we hear that sort of thing. From a physical standpoint, we're all made of stardust, and then there's the fact that the world's, yeah, the Big Bang, all everything's vibrating together, and that's purely what creates anything. I love that stuff. And what I really, really would love to dig into a little bit more was when you said when your subconscious mind is coming from a place of lack, because what a lot of these manifestation success coaches and stuff will say to do is you've got your affirmations, or you've got your card in your wallet that says, I make $10,000 a month, that sort of thing. Or I am so happy and grateful that I'm wealthy now. The Bob Proctor one, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that money flows to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. Yes. Mouthful, a lot of S's in there, as in man with a lisp, always with that one. So when I was in my most precarious financial positions due to my non-stop business attempts throughout my 20s, I doing that kind of thing, sometimes I felt great about it, but sometimes there's my subconscious mind coming to the top, knocking me on the head, saying, this is bullshit. This is not true, Alex. You're not, you know, making this money. You're not wealthy. You're not abundant. You are actually living in a shocking apartment, and you drive a car with a hole in the floor that you got for free, you know? So that's unregistered, but we got away with that one. So, what's the deal there? What's the balance between being in a position you don't want to be in and then thinking as the person who has everything they want, where there is, where for me, the gap between my current reality and my dream reality, that gap, the bigger that gap was, the less happy I was, you know, the more guilty I felt. And as my goals and my ambition got bigger, when I first introduced personal development, I felt worse about where I was, where I was actually quite happy as a chef, quite happy as just a guy who lived by the beach cooking breakfast. When I saw it was possible, suddenly I had something to compare myself to, and I was unhappy with the gap. So talk me through those two things, I'm not sure how well I've articulated it, but I'm sure you get what I'm saying.
You've articulated it very well, and there's a lot in what you've said. So first of all, remember, law of attraction is the secondary law. Law of vibration is the primary law. So everything is vibrating, okay? What happened, it sounds like what happened in your situation, you were happy being a chef, and then there was a new idea that was planted in your conscious mind, okay? So we've got the conscious and the subconscious mind. What studies show about you today, about us today, is that we use from 2 to 6% of our conscious mind, which is 94 to 98% we're unconscious, right? So 94 to 98% of our everyday life, we're on automatic pilot. Okay, so what happens when you wanted to transition from chef to, you know, with this personal development, you started to dream differently, you're doing that with your conscious mind. So your conscious is the imaginative mind. Your conscious mind is your intellect, and it also is the mind that experiences the five senses. Okay, it can reject or accept any idea. Your subconscious is your emotional mind. It's the vibration, as I mentioned earlier. But your subconscious, once there's an idea that has been accepted, it can't reject it. Okay? You'll start to behave, you'll start to attract, you'll start to see the results that in your physical life that are aligned with your subconscious. Okay? So what it sounds like has happened, your subconscious was aligned with being a chef. Okay, for years and years, repetition, da-da-da. And then there was this new idea that was planted in your conscious mind. And you started to imagine. Now, nothing happens if you're just imagining, okay? But it sounds like you started to get emotionally involved. You know, these new ideas with personal development, you know, you started to dream and think, wow, this would be wonderful. So what happens is that is moving into your subconscious because it is emotionalized. But at that time, you had two different paradigms, two different vibrations in your subconscious. One was the vibration, the paradigm, the self-image of being a chef in your subconscious. And then there was this new vibration of, oh, but there's something bigger that's available. So what happens? The subconscious is feeling two conflicting vibrations. And that's the stage that most people go through when they're moving to a big, big goal that they've never achieved before. Fear kicks in, discomfort. Do I really need this? I was doing fine being a chef. Why do I need these new ideas? This is not me. Imposter syndrome. Okay, so that kicks in. And what happens for most people, they go back to what we call bondage. They go back to the same old. So they go back to being a chef. Okay. But you were stronger than that. And the desire may have been deeper than that. And you thought, nah, I'm going to give this a go. You know, I've had enough of being a chef. There's something bigger. So I'm going to give my business a go. And you kept going until your subconscious paradigm changed and it was stronger than the paradigm of being a chef. So we can do the same thing with success, with the success that we want. It's uncomfortable to start off with because it takes a little while. It doesn't have to, okay? But for most people, it takes a little while for the subconscious to be programmed.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that decision you just mentioned is almost that phrase people say, choose your difficult or choose your hard. It's like you're either, you said success is very uncomfortable and you've got to move away from your subconscious, you know, identity to your new one. And that sucks every day. And I know that you and I, we both go through the ringer every day in business, as most people do. That's my hard that I've chosen. But I feel like, you know, for you as well, your hard right now could be that you're still in that same job and you're further into something that makes it harder and harder to leave the further into that career you went. Or for me, my hard would be probably my chef job wouldn't be very conducive with spending time with my family. Or would it pay me the money I need for now a family of four? So that would be my hard. So yeah, really, really interesting. It's a, not all sunshine and rainbow is the law of attraction journey, right? As much as it may seem from the outside looking in.
That's right. But the good thing is, absolutely, the good thing is you will have your dips. Sometimes it is hard to change those paradigms. But when you understand this, you understand what's happening in your body and the vibration, let it out. You've also seen me go through a difficult, even as successful as I was and as I am, you know, my success just skyrocketed. You know, was it a year ago or the year before that? You saw me try wanting to get to the next level again, right? So the growth, you're going to always be experiencing these changes in your paradigms, okay? But once you understand what's happening inside you, you let the emotions go, you have your cry, whatever, you know, I have my cries, you know, and then you are able to use your imagination, your conscious mind, to stay in the vibration of what you want, okay? Another important important thing for any entrepreneur out there is to know that when you go for a new dream, for a big, big goal that you've never achieved before, you will almost automatically experience the equal opposite. Okay. Now, in understanding that, you understand that you're on the right track. What happens to most people when they're dealing with the equal opposite, they get consumed by it. And it's okay to get consumed by it for a little while and let those emotions go and release those. But if you stay there, what's going to happen? You are using the law of attraction and the law of vibration against yourself. Okay. So you want to train your mind to stay in the success that you want and the vibration of the success that you want, regardless of what's happening on the external. I will never, ever forget an email that I received from Bob back in 2019. And I can't remember what my question was. I can just remember his answer. And he said, "Susanna, this is working." He said, 99%, most of what is happening, you cannot experience in your five senses, with your five senses, okay? There is so much that's going on to support you in achieving your goal if you stay with it, if you vibrationally stay with it, that you cannot see, taste, touch, smell, you know, hear, okay? So remember, your five senses are only 1% or less than 1% of what's going on. So you must stay in trust. You must stay in alignment. Okay, we're not disciplined. We haven't disciplined our minds enough. Most people haven't disciplined their minds enough to really understand what the law of vibration is saying and the law of attraction, and to stay in the vibration regardless of what's happening on the physical.
Goodness me, you can see why some people dip a toe into this and then it all gets a bit complicated, you know? Yes. Right. Yeah. Like business, like fitness, like anything, this is not an overnight thing, but I would imagine that for you, the introduction of The Secret to the World and taking the law of attraction into the mainstream, do you believe that's generally been a very positive thing?
Oh, 100%, 150%. It has been a hugely positive thing. You know, people have been able to get some results. Some people have been able to get great results, and they're understanding the truth of who they are. You know, the law of attraction is a very, very powerful law, but when you understand it with the law of vibration and what is actually happening, it becomes hugely powerful.
It gets a lot of shit, right? Especially yeah. The Secret because of it feels like it could be looked at as just a fluffy pie in the sky thing for, you know, single women is kind of the way it's portrayed, The Secret, and for broke people who want to manifest a check in their mail suddenly. But I'm on your side. I think it's fantastic, and I think that personal development people don't always have that sort of everyone needs their first step into it. No matter how far into it you go, it needs to be quite broad when you first get into it. You can't go straight to the language of vibration and subconscious. I think it's a really great thing, so please continue.
Yeah, look, I agree, but I also have seen a wave of people really open to this. I do some work for one of Australia's largest growing companies in the real estate agent, and the owner of that company is this incredible man, absolutely incredible, quite young. I think he's in his 30s or 40s. And, you know, he applies this to his life, you know. So it is, even though it started off with, oh, you know, it's out there, you know, I think there are waves of people that understand it and are open to hearing this and applying it to their lives. But also, I believe when you explain, I did a radio interview on Friday night for community radio here in, well, in Australia. And we had some, you know, alpha males in there too. When I explained the mind and how the mind works, one of them turned around and said, right, you've sold me. I get it now. I'm going to look into this stuff even more. So it's the way that you explain it to. And we've got to thank science today. I mean, Einstein and Tesla were talking about this, you know, back in the day. And science shows us. And when you tell them that this is scientific, they are open to receiving it more. Quantum physics, Dr. Joe Dispenza, heavily researched stuff. You know, there's evidence of how, of the power and the truth of who you are and how you can apply this to your business, to your relationships, to your health.
Does the law of attraction work hand in hand or parallel to or separate in your mind from religion and spirituality and prayer?
That's a great question. So, it depends how you see religion and prayer. So a lot of religion has been the paradigms that people have created from religion is that I am right and you are wrong. And if you do this, you go to hell. And, you know, so that part of religion, it is probably... it's not aligned with, but I believe all of the major religions do absolutely touch up on this. You know, you look at the Bible, touches up on, you know, how you think, what you believe. You know, so the teachings are there. These are ancient teachings. And also, you know, if you take away the spirit, your spirit, that's where your genius is, that energetic part of you. Everything else becomes hard work because you're working with just the ego, right? You're working with just the physical. So you might be blessed with a high IQ, which means you're limited to what that IQ gives you, what that physical talent that you have, but it still might be hard work. If you don't understand that part of you, or even a little bit, I don't know if we ever fully understand it in this thing called life, because it is the deeper you go, there's so much more to understand. But even if you don't understand the basics of the truth of who you are, you know, that core essence of you, the power within you, that energy that is moving to and through you, the subconscious mind, then you are really putting yourself at a huge disadvantage.
Okay, so let's get into what I love to do on this podcast is get free coaching from people who so always fun, because I find myself probably in the same position as a lot of people listening. So I try to get vicariously coaching for them by stealing some from you myself. So what you just said is really, really interesting in that you can have a physical talent or attribute, but without the spiritual, without understanding the vibration, etc., it can always be difficult. And we see that all the time. And I feel like this is a position that I find myself in, because I am constantly, and, you know, to beat a dead horse in this podcast, my personal development in this period of my life comes from raising a family and running a business, because that's teaching me a lot of stuff I didn't know how to do before, you know. So I'm doing 14 hours a day of personal development in my mind right now, from everything I do, but not in the way I used to envision it. Journaling, meditation, you know, stuff down, you know, looking at the sunrise and thinking about things. So I'm probably coming at my business and my life from a very tangible place. And I probably, you know, do not give enough energy to the stuff you're talking about today, being the spiritual, the law of attraction, the things that might make it easier rather than feel like a slog. So, Susanna, as a, this will be the general question that I'll hear, you know, a lot of listeners saying, I'm very, very busy, Susanna. I've got a job, I've got a family, I'm trying to also cook and exercise and keep the house clean. When on earth am I supposed to be focusing on the law of attraction? What do I do on a daily basis to get started with this sort of thing? And how can I do it in a way that is going to work with my life? Because I don't have time for hours of rituals every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is a common question. We are all living a busy life, whether we have kids, if we have kids, probably even more busier or not. It's the way society is. Having not enough time is a paradigm. You might not want to hear that, but it is a paradigm. But if you're resistant to that idea, I would stay small. I would start small, 15 minutes a day. Okay. The example that I used when I was in the senior management role and driving to work, so it'd take me about half an hour to drive to work. Okay. That was the time that was used anyway. You know, I had to drive through the traffic to get to work. The number one thing, absolutely number one to start off with, whether you have time or not, please, please, please be clear with what you want. What are the outcomes you want for your business, the outcomes in your relationship with your family, your health, whatever area? And I would write those down in present tense, okay? I write them down every morning, my goal every morning, my power, and a couple of other things every single morning. It doesn't take time to write that down very often, okay? Use a time in your day that you can align with what you want, okay? So the example that I used when I was at work, that half an hour to and from work, I was safe enough to be on the road, okay? But other than that, I was on stage with Bob and I felt it deep in my belly, okay? I was either listening to Bob's material or I never listened to the radio, never anything else but Bob's material or music that inspired me, that relaxed me, okay? So the power...
What do you listen to?
What
music inspires you and relaxes you?
All sorts of music, all sorts. The first thing that came up when you said that was Hans Zimmer's Time.
So good. That's the one from Interstellar, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that Interstellar?
Inception. The movie Inception. Inception. It's about the subconscious mind too. So, if I need a boost up Olivia Newton-John's Magic, the lyrics to that are just incredible. Yes. Anything, I mean, they're the two songs that come to mind right now, but anything that I choose to during the day, I listen to a lot of Barry Goldstein stuff, particularly when I'm working with clients. So I have that in the background. Anything that I'm inspired to listen to. The power of your imagination and aligning with that is incredible. And if you don't have time to do anything else, find the time to do that.
Great. Perfect answer. Yes. So we've all got time in the day when we're doing something that isn't productive or, you know, has to be done, walking, exercising, driving to and from work. And we find ourselves, especially with this iPhone right here, we are consistently tempted with YouTube or bad news or scrolling. Mm-hmm. Why not replace it? It's a very, very simple thing to do and probably something that would change a lot of people's lives for the better. Just that one very simple change, no matter how basic it sounds, right? And it gets drilled into us all the time. Stop scrolling on your phone. But that is something that we can absolutely do. I'm gonna take you up on that one at the gym for the next few weeks. I think I might get some of my old Bob books back out and listen to them, because I definitely the human mind, you know. You look at the news and it's all bad news, and we definitely absorb bad news, but also we kind of look for it, right? We kind of look for stuff that makes us, I don't know what it is about bad news sells, but I don't know if it makes us feel better or we like feeling bad or we like arguing with people, but certainly bad news sells. Do you have any insights as to why people in general, you know, flock towards more negative content than positive?
Yeah, my view is that we are conditioned. We've all grown up, and for generations, we've grown up to fear, you know. So therefore, media, and we're living in an information technology. So, you know, media knows, and marketing people know how to manipulate the subconscious mind. Okay, you get a person to fear, you get a person emotional. You pay attention to movies if you're watching them on TV. Okay, so they'll have an emotional impact. So what's an emotional impact? That's how you change the subconscious. That's how you open up. That's how, you know, the conscious mind moves aside, accepts the idea, goes straight into the subconscious. So they have an emotional impact, a high emotion, and then bang, there's a commercial. So all of the marketing goes into your subconscious. So you have to be really aware. If you choose to listen to the radio or watch TV, you've got to be really aware what's going on. Otherwise, you are being manipulated by the external. You are not in control of your own self and your own life. So to answer your question, my view is that we're living in a society that has conditioned us from children to live in a state of fear and watch our backs and all of that. We don't have to. I'm not even sure if that's the human nature's natural state, you know. I would like to believe that it's not. I would like to believe that we are all free and confident and you know, more positive. We know science also shows us, and to back that up, you know, science also shows us, you look at some of Hawkins' material, the highest state, the highest vibration is joy, okay, and then love, right? So that vibration is around 750, is it hertz? I'm not sure what the measurement is, but it's 750. So, and the lowest is guilt and shame and then fear, okay, which is a vibration of 20, okay? The state of being dead is zero, right? So the emotions of guilt, of shame, well, shame and then guilt and then, you know, the lower vibrations are close to death, right? So the higher your vibration, the more you are able to manifest, because you need a faster vibration to move energy into matter. You can't get a lower vibration moving into matter. So I believe our natural state is joy and happiness, but we've created a society that is fear.
Makes a lot of sense.
Have to be. Yeah.
No, but you know, it's my mum is, you know, she's over here looking after my daughters today, and she loves, I don't know whether she loves it, but she always watches the news, and the first thing, she's always got some bad news. Oh, did you hear about this and that? Mm. So I did hear about it, but it doesn't seem to affect me in my core as much as it does, does her and a lot of people, you know. And so, but I've made conscious efforts to make it that way as well, I suppose. Yeah. So no, it's especially when you put it scientifically, I think that what is really great about the style of teaching that you do and that Bob did is that you can bring in the tangible, the cynics like me with the data as well, which I love, which is why religion never got me. My I come from a religious family. My sister is a missionary, and my dad always, you know, and his parents always very, you know, churchgoers, never got me because I couldn't see anything, you know. And but the science and the way you guys explain that one, I think you've actually just doubled your target market, and you can absolutely, you know, your objection handling for half of the audience out there, which is amazing. And I think it's really, really handy to hear those vibrational numbers, and it just, for me, I'm visual, it makes so much sense. And it's right, like that alpha male on the radio said that you've sold me on it. I need to look back into it again. And it's something I've been sold on multiple times in my life, but yes. Probably never done it for long enough to really make it hugely effective, I suppose. And there's that, you're sowing seeds every day, aren't you, for the future? Oh, that was a question I had, you know, on the future. Sorry yes. to jump yes. on again.
Yeah.
When you're writing goals in the law of attraction sense, are we writing goals, milestones we want to hit next? Or are we writing goals, milestones we want to be at in 10 years? What do you believe is the best way of going about that?
Yeah, that's a great question and one that I get quite often. So remember, always remember that you have infinite potential, whether you believe it or not. Okay, it's a fact. Okay, so the purpose of a goal is to stretch you so that you can use more of that potential. So you need a fantasy, you need a goal that feels impossible for you right now to achieve. Okay, so whether it's for in a year or 10 years time, it doesn't matter. So the way that I write my goals out is I always have that big goal, okay, in present tense. Make sure it's written in present tense, and I'll explain why in a moment. And then I have my quarterly or yearly goals, which are the stepping stone to that one, but they also are goals that I have not achieved before, okay? So what that means is you are always stretching and growing and getting a little bit uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable so that you can tap into more of the truth of who you are. You can tap into the greater version of you. You can tap into the power that's within. Otherwise, you won't. Okay, what I have learned about every single big goal that I achieved, and yes, the money is great, the clients are fantastic, I love them, you know, all of the material stuff is absolutely fantastic, but the thing, the biggest gift out of all that I did not expect is who I became. Okay, I you open up, you know, jewels, diamonds that are more precious than the most expensive diamond that you can buy. And that's the one within you. You open up parts of you that you did not know were there. Okay, so the purpose of a goal is not necessarily to get, although you do want to get. We do want to expand financially. We do want to see our businesses flourish. You know, we do want to have greater and greater and greater relationships with our families, friends, colleagues, clients. Okay, that's what enhances life. But the biggest gift is the one that you don't see. And it's the most incredible experience.
Let's leave it there. Susanna Mihailovic, my goodness gracious me. That's the kind of speech so many people need to hear. That, you know, and that's the kind of thing that will make people take that first step, because people do not get spoken to like this on a daily basis unless they're in these circles of entrepreneurial, you know, entrepreneurship and personal development, or like a network marketing company where there's lots of positive people around them. Most people don't talk the way you talk, with the positivity and the potential that you bring to the table. And so I think that everyone needs to hear from Susanna at yourtwominds.com. The first thing it says is, imagine where your life could be 6 months from now. And it's just so true. So true that how especially as a parent, they say that, you know, days are long, years are short, which is something that they say to say that, you know, right now, be grateful for how hard this day is. But I think that if you put it from a goal setting perspective as well, you know, you're going through hard stuff right now, but you can actually get to these goals faster than you expect. And if you're looking at it as like I didn't have a great month this month. It's 1 month, you know, out of how many years? I think that Tony Robbins, you know, most people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10. I think that when you combine all the teachings of all these great, great leaders, Bob, Tony, Susanna, you're going to, when people start to think the way that you think and you teach, then it's really, really special. So I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing your insights with us today. And I'm really excited to see what you do next.
Thank you so much, Alex. And thank you to the Moon Digital for everything that you have done for me and my company. Incredible. Thank you so much.
Well, we're excited to be hosting this. We're helping to host this webinar for you. In 8 days from now, which is huge news. And the links will be, you know, depending on where you're watching or listening to this, the link to join that webinar will be around here somewhere. It's free. It's going to be incredible. And Brian Proctor, the man himself, is going to be there too. So for anyone watching or listening, let's give another big thank you to you, Susanna Mihailovic. So lovely having you here today.
Thank you, Alex. It was absolutely my pleasure. And thank you again to the Moon Digital. Both Brian Proctor, the Proctor family, and I are absolutely honored and grateful to have you as our sponsors and as a part of our team. Incredible work. Thank you.
Goodness me. What a fantastic compliment. I'm really, really happy. Anyone listening, I love you for that. I'll see you next week. I'll be back with another 2 episodes of Coaches to the Moon. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Much love. Peace out. Hey guys, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for sticking around to the end. If you love our guests, then in the show notes of this episode, you can find their socials, you can follow them, you can learn more about all the free resources and programs they've got. I highly recommend you do it. Until then, thank you so much. I'll be back here next week with Coaches to the Moon. Have an amazing day. Peace out.
Coaches to the Moon will be back next week. Until then, reach us on Facebook at To The Moon Digital Marketing.